Venezuela must hold on to all election material, including tally sheets, from the country's presidential election, as a United Nations human rights group opens an investigation. The investigation comes as electoral fraud allegations continue to swirl around President Nicolas Maduro. The UN Human Rights Council made the announcement Tuesday, December 3rd, in response to a petition launched by a Venezuelan citizen. In October, they urged the agency to look into evidence showing millions had their political rights violated during the summer's election. The complaint is backed by Latin American law professionals. Maduro is gearing up for his third six-year term in January. The probe follows Maduro's claim of victory in July of this year, despite his opposing candidate Edmundo Gonzalez saying he won by a large margin of votes. The National Electoral Council originally said Maduro secured 51% of the votes, but authorities haven't published results supporting its findings. Their refusal garnered attention from the world, including Mexico, Colombia, and the U.S., who called on the country to release its polling records. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken noted the nation's concerns with the results and that they don't reflect the will of the Venezuelan people. A Brazilian attorney, Paulo Abrao, said the decision for the investigation comes as Maduro and his supporters are normalizing a nebulous electoral process. Abrao said Venezuela is obligated to comply with the outcome of the investigation. A press statement released by the U.S. Department of State details how Maduro has taken the election by force, going as far as detaining and censoring people in an attempt to hold on to his political power. In response to the controversy, Maduro said, "This isn't the first time foreign enemies have tried to violate the peace of the republic." Venezuela's opposition released their own results from voting machines, showing 80% of votes went to Gonzalez.